Welcome to MQF Stories. Today I'm going to share with you Craft Magic. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. Craft Magic. Mark and Cheryl Thomas sat curled together on their living room couch watching a late night TV movie. A few years ago, they might have gone out to a movie or dancing on Saturday night, but lately they spent almost every evening at home. Even though they were childless and didn't have to worry about the expense and trouble of finding a babysitter, they didn't feel like going out much. Mark worked as a service writer for a Ford dealership, and Cheryl worked in a bakery at the local supermarket. Together, they made just enough money to support their modest home with very little to spare. They didn't have much money left over for dinners out or movies, and even if they did, they really didn't feel much like going anywhere. Mark was starting to drift off to sleep when his wife picked her head up off his shoulder. Something on television had grabbed her attention. It was one of those cheap ads that often play in the wee hours of the morning, soliciting business for bankruptcy lawyers or peddling the latest kitchen miracle device. But this one was even flakier than most. It was advertising a magic class, and not card tricks or sleight of hand aids. This commercial promised that you could learn real magic. Teleportation, levitation, transformation, and so on. Like those real psychics that you can call for $2 a minute, said Mark disdainfully. Let's turn that junk off and go to bed. But Cheryl was already looking for a pencil to write down the phone number. I'm going to call them first thing Monday morning. The first class is free, and it can't be a bigger waste of time than watching these stupid movies on TV. She did have a point there. So during the day on Monday, she called Mark at work to tell him that they were both enrolled. The first class was scheduled for that very evening in a nearby storefront. The last time Mark had noticed the place, it was being used by Jenny Craig. They arrived about 5 minutes before the class was scheduled to start. In addition to the instructor, there were 9 new students in attendance. Besides Mark and Cheryl, there were 3 other couples, plus a single man in his late 20s. His name tag identified him as Charles Ross, and Mark didn't like him from the start. He figured that a single guy could only be there for one reason, to pick up women. All the women in the class were married, which, Mark figured, won't necessarily stop him from trying. The instructor started the class by demonstrating some of his own abilities.